بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One person met 500 awliya and to all of them he asked the same 4 questions and all answer was the same. Doesn't mean now he met them all in one place at one time, different occasions, different places, different times. We have met them, saw them, spoke to them, heard them. But the first question that he asked was, Hoshiyar kaun hai? Who's the Hoshiyar? So, Hoshiyar actually is a constructed word. You get straight words in English. Ghair murakkab, and you get murakkab that are constructed. Like you say, window, right? Actually it was wind door. Door for the wind. So both words are constructed into one. You say, for example, mattress. So it was a rest, a mat for resting. So both the words have been constructed. You see, blackboard. Right? So two words have been constructed into one. So the word Hoshiyar, there's two words that have been constructed. Hosh means senses. Hosh means he's in his senses. Registering, so that's called Hosh. Yar has got a variety of meaning. One of the meaning is person. Person that is in his senses. Hosh, Yar. So that was the first question that he asked. Hosh, Yar, Admi, Kon. Who is the person that is in his senses? Nowadays, we'll say, who is the one that's maintained composure? So far we understand it, that he's maintained composure, and if he hasn't maintained it, we say he's lost it. He's lost what? He's lost his composure. And what composure refers to? Senses. So when he lost that, then he went berserk. He behaved in a different way. He said something that was out of line, not expected of him, just blurted that word. You know, when you get this talaq questions, you know. So, of recent, people use the F word for a divorce. So, I was just saying, someone, it'll be nice to go and see the dictionary whose F word appears. So they saw it, is it off then what? And if it's in then what? So F, off, F, in, and all is. So these words are there now. Before it was a swear word, it was a vulgar word, right? Foul language. When a person loses himself, he behaves differently, says something, he behaves somewhere, and you can't believe that this person, he behaved in this manner, he said these type of things, and you can't come to terms with it. So this happens when he said something. Now, he recollects, he said, what I said, how could I have said such a thing? He's imagining now, I said these things here, but how could I have ever said such a thing? So, the person that is Hoshiyar is under any circumstance can maintain his composure. He doesn't lose it. See, most of the wrongs that come up in the world is because of the loss of composure. Loss of composure, and you see something, you do something, and thereafter you begin to understand, oh, I did something. And then sometimes it's too difficult to get it right. We did it now, now to get it right, how are you going to get it? You were upset and you just shot someone. Now, can you undo that? Can't. Just small and the damage is done. And now you're wondering, how did I behave in this manner? The anger had the better over you, and you just uttered the words divorce thrice. Now you're thinking, amen, how could I ever say such a thing? We had such a beautiful, long relationship, and then just in a moment I lost everything. So that word, this one word can bring you into Islam, and one word can take you out of Islam. This one word brings you into the marriage, nakahatuha, and one word takes you out of the marriage. See that? Composure. How important to maintain composure. One word can win the friend, and one word you can lose the friend. It's one word. You're all so good, pali-pali, your bonding was so good, and you just blurted out something, and the 30, 40 years relationship just snapped. Now he doesn't want to see you at all, and you're wondering, but how I lost this? I had such a long standing, enjoyable relationship, and one word, and I just lost it. And sometimes just one word, and you win the relationship, just one word. But you see, that composure is so important. Therefore, in the hadith, Tirmidhi Sharif reports that a person says some words, he uses a word, right? La yakhturu laha balam. And he is not so, he doesn't pay attention to what he's saying. He doesn't take, and don't take it to be too serious. But that word is so much liked by Allah Ta'ala that it elevates him to the highest of the high. Perhaps he spoke on the praise of Allah Ta'ala with a good heart. Perhaps he joined and mended relationship. Perhaps he brought shia to someone who was right down, depressed, and you brought him up again. Now, the hadith is saying that the reward for it is such, with one word, and then it elevates you so much that you can't comprehend one word, and kaha se kaha tak puncha diya, where that one word took you up. On the day of Qiyamah, one person will be in serious constraints, very serious constraints. This thought was coming to my mind, you know, in the Bukhari Jalsa, that one discussion that is common everywhere, wherever they have a Jalsa, there's a discussion. Discussion on what? On the weighing of actions. And then the discussion will progress and say that it's not tangible things. Tangible things, when you're not tangible, then you can't preserve it. Like you used one word, right? It's not a tangible thing, abstract. So you can't take that word and preserve it. So that's actions. So when actions are going to be weighed, mala bani adam, use them. So how are they going to be weighed when they're not tangible? So then they give different discussions, different explanations. That what is meant is the person who did the action, he will be weighed. And some say the registers which recorded his deeds, they will be weighed. And there's a third group that says that the action itself will be weighed. Because in the next round, actions will take forms. Then didn't pay off his zakat, right? So his wealth will turn into a serpent. It will bite him and say, Ana kanzuk, ana maluk. I'm your wealth. So, in this world, it seems to be an abstract thing, but moving on, it takes a physical form. So the next life is much more real than this life. We think this life is real. This life is just a dream. That life is the real life. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ Allah says, real life is that life. اللَّهُمَّ لَا عِيشَ إِلَّا عِيشُ الْآخِرَةِ That life is the real life. This is just a transition. It's just an illusion. We're going through an illusion, probation. And how well you can understand it, I say, alright, you have 45 years of age now, right? So, if I ask you about the last 45 years, you say, why, it's just a dream. Don't you say that. Nothing beyond a dream. You don't talk about the tomahawk that you ate and the steak that you ate. Eh? You don't talk about the finish, kalas. This was a moment of pleasure and that vanished. The next world is the real world. So the actions that you do here, they actually weigh, right? So this discussion comes in the Bukhari Jalsa, right? But one thought was coming to my mind, that we discuss this at length. Why we discuss it at length? So that we clear the doubts of the people, right? But now, one perspective of the hadith is left out. So we're proving that there is a thing like weighing of actions. Anna a'mala bani adama yusan. We're proving that. So this turns out to be generally a scholarly discussion, academic level scholarly discussion. But now, another perspective of the same hadith is generally left out. The perspective that is left out is, alright, now that we know weight, so we want to know what brings about the weight in the action. There must be something that will really bring about the weight. So that topic nobody talks about. But the scholarly discussion everybody talks about. And in my understanding, it's even more important to discuss the aspect or the element that will bring about the weight in the action. Right. That's even more important. How much is called then? Or if you say that actions are going to be weighed, then what brings about the weight in the action? So sometimes this is not being discussed. There's a 1.5 hour, 2 hour session, right? And half of the crowd won't understand what's going on because the terms, the discussion, etc., a little bit above their level, right? But they know something about scales and weighing of actions. But now, this aspect is totally left out. Okay, what actually brings about the weight in the action? One person is sitting on the death row. Before South Africa, before, say, 75, there was a thing like death row. So if a person murdered, then they will execute him. They will hang him, right? That was before 75. After the laws changed, right? So he's asking, I want to know, how thick is that rope that will strangle me? What is the color of the rope? And how high is it from the ceiling? And then how it brings about the strangling feeling? He's asking this type of question, right? And then he's asking now, and the rope, what material is made of him? What material, what's the color, and what is the strangling feeling like? He's asking all these questions. So what do you tell him? Are you wasting your time? I know this is a scholarly discussion, how thick it is, what is the color, what substance is made of, how high from the ceiling it is. That's a scholarly discussion. But what he's supposed to be discussing, can the case be appealed? Can you appeal the case and prove your innocence? Can it? Some say, yeah, no, you can't make it. You have to get the right type of advocate and he will fight your case. You may just drop the sentence. So now that's the thing that he's supposed to be asking, querying, discussing, finding out. Now, he's not asking, let's say, what color, how thick, what the substance is made of, how high from the field seen is by reaching time. So, at a scholarly discussion, sometimes it's required, because sometimes someone's faith is not right, his iman is not right, or it doesn't appeal to his intelligence, he may just forthright reject the thing. So, at that level to discuss it is alright. But just to confine the discussion to that, and not to probe the discussion any further, not to take it any further, that we have to think, is it the right thing, or do we need to revisit this whole site? So really, what we're supposed to be seeing is what brings about the way to that action. So the hadith speaks about four things that I can remember, right? Maybe there's more things, but it's about four or five things that I can remember that brings about the weight on the scales. Like one thing is the level of sincerity. So one person is coming in on the day of Qiyamah and he's got 99 registers of sin. Each register is as far as his eyes can see. He says now, hey, I am in now for trouble. No room. 99 registers, and each register is as far as my eyes can see. So there's no room for me to get out of this, no exit for me. While he's in that dilemma, so a small piece of paper, bitaka, that's what they call it, hadithul bitaka. Small piece of paper comes in, and that's put on to the other side of the scale. And then his good deeds just shoot up. That scale just overweighs everything. Overall, it's so weighty. But he's surprised. Okay, what is this? Then, to his surprise, he understands that it was the kalima la ilaha illallah. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So, it must have been that he must have read the kalima with that level of sincerity. What a good heart he must have read the kalima with. That brought about the weight, see. So now you know, alright, the kalima and the level of sincerity, that's the thing that brings about the weight. So now you know where to invest. So you only knew this side, so it appeased your intellectual curiosity, right? That's what happened. So I tell a lot of people that you going into science and all these type of things, Mars and science and whatever else, is just an intellectual entertainment. I said, ask them, is there anything further than that? Intellectual entertainment. Little children will entertain themselves with a plastic bicycle or with a ball or some game, right? They'll entertain themselves. And big children, scientists, with intellectual games. They need something big now, but the childish behavior has not left them. And then it becomes such a serious thing. It becomes such a serious thing. You know, science has done now. But whatever they have done, you didn't fully comprehend it, number one. Number two, how does it affect comprehend, fully comprehend it? That's it. But did you get it full? Number two, how does it affect your life? Does it affect your life? So is it anything more and beyond intellectual curiosity and entertainment? Nothing beyond that. If your worker comes to you tomorrow and says, you know, science has done, now they went to space, into a different realm altogether. You know, the celestial bodies that they have discovered now, you know, like never before. So you tell them, okay, bye. Chandela, just do the work. Leave all the stories here. When you go home, then you can discuss these things. Won't you train that much? See, the shop is busy now. You just do your work. Because you know, it's not going to be of any benefit to you. Not your dunya, not your deen. But then, the way this thing is brought out, is presented, that if you don't know about this, like, you know, you fail, completely failed. You don't know what's going on in the world. Who's the prime minister of Canada. You don't even that. So that became more important than the questions of Munkar Nakhi. So if you don't know this thing, yeah, you're a failure. How does it affect your life? Who was the Prime Minister of America, Sonia, anybody? Then carry on. All I know, they are kafirs and doomed for Jahannam. If they carry on like that, in the kufr to the last, then doomed for Jahannam. So, what's the big deal in learning about them? When they're going on a path of Jahannam. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَ أَدْخِلُوا عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ يَقْدُمُ قَوْمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَأَوْرَدَهُمُ النَّارِ. I want to tease your minds, right? A little bit. So, that word comes on two scales. قَدِيمَ يَقْدَمُ and يَقْدُمُ. يَقْدُمُ قَوْمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَأَوْرَدَهُمُ النَّارِ. Tell me the difference. Afterwards, anyway, check up tomorrow. Tell me. Huh? Ahmad? Yeah. Right. يَقْدُمُ قَوْمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَأَوْرَدَهُمُ النَّارِ. That means, Fir'aun will go in front of his people, take them all to Jahannam. Somebody sharp, he'll pick up the difference already. But I won't tell you now. If you sharp you, you'll get it already. Right? He'll go ahead and he will lead his people into Jahannam. So now, what's a good deal to speak about Fir'aun when he was a mighty power, superpower, but this is the end. And it's so despicable that Shaitan is being spoken about, right? So he's a famous person, right? Why? He's famous. But with all his popularity and fame, will you ever keep your child's name Shaitan? My little Shaitan, my dear Shaitan. You say that? How cute my Shaitan is. Do you ever say that? You don't say it. In spite of his popularity, world famous. He's got the fame of Zamanas. Not only the world, but of Zamanas he's got the fame. But do you ever have the heart of calling your child Shaitan? So, what's the big deal in talking about the Shaitan? They're also Shaitans, misleading people. This is also Shaitan. So, we are talking about words and the effect that it has. Right? We just branched off, right? And then we spoke about the wazan, amala, bani adama, use them, right? And then what is the thing that will be weightiest on the scale on the day of Qiyamah? That's what we need to know. And this is what we need to impress upon. Right? Do something. You sit in the talk and you've taken something. That shop is, the talk is like a grocery shop. But you take your stuff and move. It's not for you just to entertain yourself. Bayan, what is the bayan? It's a grocery shop. Go and take your stuff. Just how the shop will close and you won't have your essentials. You go and take your essential and move. Right? Now, you're just watching and entertaining yourself. Right? That's a grace of Allah Ta'ala, that in spite of you not taking anything, still blesses you. But you're not getting the real thing. The real thing is what I must take from. I must take from this bayan, I must take something that I must hold on to dear life. I must take from here and I must hold on to it. To dear life. That's what I must do. So, you're speaking about a word, but you don't take it too serious. لَمْ يَقْتُرُ لَهُ بَالِهِ. You don't take it too serious. But that thing is so weighty in the sight of Allah Ta'ala that elevates and exalts him. See that hadith of Bitaqa is in the La ilaha illallah. So now, you can make these things work. Not that you can't make it work. You know, our life is too busy. South Africa, a very complicated life it is, and heavy schedule, you don't find the time. But you want to make the time, you make the time. If you are serious about Jannat, you will make it happen. But you're not serious about Jannat, then how are you going to make it happen? A very light dose that I give. You know? I say, you're going to work, and you're returning to work, you're going to masjid, and you're returning, right? And you tell the folks, if anybody joining you, they say, please, you can carry on, but my routine is I read the kalima to and back. To work and back from work, I read the kalima. So just mind me, I'll be doing my own thing, and you all can carry on with your own thing. You don't have to be listening to nasheeds and not to news, because I'm for news, huh? They ask you, who won the World Cup? They ask you the Qabr about. They won't ask you about these things. So it doesn't really concern your life. And mind you, many of the nasheeds now, they're coming on a musical note. So it's more like a jazz. You know how jazz music goes? Same, the nasheed is exactly the same. The jazz music. Well, just listen. I don't make a point of listening to it, but sometimes you get that thing going. But if you hear that in jazz music, it's like absolutely the same. Same notes. Just that it's difficult now to find where's the musical instrument. But if you look at it from a different perspective, it's exactly the same. It's quite, now we're getting confused because it's in Arabic. And sometimes it's in Urdu. So now we're getting confused. Oh, it's in Nazam. But then ask the people, how many words? So you're sitting there for the entertainment, not for impressing you with the words. So leave all that, leave the news, leave all these things here. And just start with kalima, la ilaha illallah. I say this repeatedly, that I have to give a bayan in marriage book, you know. But someone is wanting to make his jannat, he'll make a plan. He's concerned about jannat, so he'll definitely make a plan to get there. But he's not concerned about it. He's too casual about it, so he's not worried. So I explained the same point. And after 1 year or so, I had to go back. That one man from that audience, he says, you know, from that time till now, every day I read about 2,000 kalima la ilaha illallah. Just to my work, back, masjid, and back 5 times a day. But I make so much for myself. But you can imagine now, multiply 365 plus multiply by 2,000 every day. How much is earned for himself? You know, in the Fazail al-Zikr, this hadith, you read 70,000 la ilaha illallah, and you got your license to Jannah. You got your license to Jannah. Now, small adjustments you make, but how much you can score, how much you can win. And then just add that ingredient of ikhlas, sincerity. I was saying two nights ago that different ulama proposed different things in the intervals of Taraweeh. There's about 4 intervals. We call it Tarweeha. The plural of it is Taraweeh, so it's called an interval, right? So different ulama, they did different things. Like in the day of the Tabi'in, the take was in the interval they would make one tawaf. One interval, one tawaf. So that interval was an interval. Now, interval you have to see now, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, or 40 seconds. The tawaf, you can't even make one shoot. Can you make one wrong? But it was a real, genuine interval. Now it's just a rush. Rush to finish up and move. Listen. Because sitting in the masjid is a guna. See, outside there is a sawab, but in the masjid is. Anyway, they're doing this much also, that's great, make sure, at least they're doing this much. So the people of Makkah Mukarramah, they were making a tawaf in every interval. People in Medina Munawara, they learnt about, hey, we can't get left out. Meccan people, they're getting, they're cashing in heavy. Every interval and they're getting one tawaf. What should we do? We can't in the second go to Makkah and come back. So what should we do in the interval? Let's read 4 rakat namaz. So in every interval, they were reading 4 rakat namaz. So in different zamanas, different ulama, and different things were suggested, they did tawaf, they did 4 rakats. So that is why the Malikis is one call of this, one statement of this. They say that the Taraweeh namaz is actually 36 rakats. But 36 rakat how? 20 in the Taraweeh and 16 rakats in the interval. So someone added the boat and he came up with 36 rakats. But then that statement was rejected because it was just done as an optional in the interval, not as a sunnah muqaddah Taraweeh. So someone suggested this, someone suggested something else, 13, 14. So what came to my mind, you see, we are a little bit relaxed and lazy people. So big people will do big things, but small people can do small things. See, in Ramadan, we'll hear from the minbar, must do four things. Kalima, istighfar, ask for jannat, and protection against jahannam. So in that interval, can't we do this thing here? So, in the first ashra, I was counting, I was doing about 30 istighfars and 30 la ilaha illallah. Then you round up with as'aluka al-jannah wa a'udhubika min al-nar. So, if you want to make your way to jannah, you will get it. Right? I said, no, I'll do it afterwards, and I'll do it afterwards, and it never happens. But now, it's the time, and you can just slot it in. Slot it in now, in that one slot, I may do this. Second one and third. So you got so much you got already to your credit. But that is if you are concerned about getting to Jannah safely. You don't have that concern, now it'll happen, come old and, you know, work everything out. Hey, work something now. Something now, work for something. The greatest cruelty of these days is the wastage of time. Maybe there's wastage in other things. But in my understanding, the greatest disservice or disappreciation is not appreciating time. It goes, parties, news, vain talks, it just goes and goes. And nobody feels that I've done anything seriously wrong. Whereas in Surah Mu'minun, Allah speaks about the sifat of the mu'min. Then he says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ. Allah makes it a point to talk about the sifat, the characteristic, the behavior of a mu'min. What? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ. They leave all these things. Al-Mu'am Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, Allah shower his qabr nur all the time. The whole world is what it is. Generally, 80-90% of the world is because of his effort. There may be others also, but largely, you will say it's because of his effort, right? We will not discredit other ulama, they must have done something in other spheres, great work, right? But the common people, at least, let's say over 70% or 60%, whatever they got as a result of his work. Right? So how much he must be cashing in? How much he must be cashing? Just think now. The millions of namazis that he left. And the millions of hajis that he left. The millions of zakat people he left, right? Charitable work. But he inspired, and I think he just kept rolling. Can you imagine now how happy he must be? He's just looking at his accounts all the time. He's rolling, today, tomorrow, someone's coming, tomorrow, someone is coming. Now that's the place to invest. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. These are the places to aspire for. Man could do so much. And he only passed away around 60 years. What's that? Huh? 53. Huh? 43. Why, yes. No, age. The age was just about 60. But in that time, what he did for himself, what investment he did, the world is singing his praises today. Imagine. So that's the thing to invest in. That my sawas must just multiply. I'm around, I'm gone, but my account must just multiply, just carry on. How many nawazis? How many hajis? How much of good work throughout the world? Not one place, not just in Mewat. But that thing is bringing up the whole world. So now that's the place. But now look at the other side of look at him from a different dimension, right? One friend came and he wanted some chit chat. So more than 20 minutes, nice way, beautiful way, not to hurt the person's feeling, but also to get him on course. He says, see, you know, let us reach Jannat very safely. Let us reach our Jannat safely. There we'll sit, have dry, carry on. But now for now, let us do something that we can invest. Can we do something? See, see the thinking. My great Dadi, I'm Jinto, Ganesh Koti, they say, right? So when there used to be a long weekend, you know, so she is now exploiting from that long weekend. So she would say, it's good that the government has declared it a public holiday, because now we'll sit down together and we'll make talim of the kitabs, blessings there were, whatever kitabs we used to be reading at that time, but for 3-4 hours, get the family together and let's read some kitabs. Otherwise, this opportunity would have never come. Otherwise, the holidays all are together, everybody is here, and there's no television to see, right? And there's no WhatsApp, and no whatever else, right? So let us make talim. So 3-4 hours, that thing is going. But now, that is for that person who's concerned for his ticket to Jannah. He's worried now, I need to do something for my Jannah. For my Jannah. But that, I say, the first hadith I showed is the level of sincerity. Do it just pure. Don't talk about it. Don't even brag about it. Not insinuate. Don't even hint towards it. I did only for Allah Ta'ala. Let it be purely for me. I don't want my rewards to get affected by my talking about it, bragging about it, praising this one here. And then my deeds are getting eaten up. Tafsir al-Mazhari, there's a hadith here. See, under the verse, فَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. His book of deeds will be let out, left open to him. اِقْرَعْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Look into your own book of deeds. You don't need anybody to come in, help you to read your deeds today. You don't need anybody. Normally you need an accountant, etc., to be able to see your balance sheets, all that. Yeah, you don't need anybody to do the balance, you don't need you. Tafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. You can balance it out yourself. You don't need any assistance. So on that day, this person got his deeds, and he's complaining to Allah Ta'ala, but Allah Pak, I did umrah, I did some charitable work, I did some other good works, but these good works that I've done, I don't see them mentioned in my book of deeds. No mention of it. Umrah, I did charitable deeds, I put out a masjid, I did this type of work I did, and I don't see these things entered in my book of deeds. So Allah Pak will say, yes, you did that work, but you also engage in rebirth and other stupid things, right? As a result of you doing all that, you cancel your good deeds. So don't do anything to cancel. See, there's a lot of things that cancel the good deeds. لَا تُبْتِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ. Don't you cancel your good deeds by reminders of your good. But I did a work of kindness, work of charity, and now you bragging about it, you're talking about it, reminding me, I did this, I did that. So what happens? لَا تُبْتِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ. So sometimes you're giving reminders of the good that you have done. And now what's happened? Now, cancel. See, this is cancel. كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ, right? رِعَاءَ النَّاسِ. كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ رِعَاءَ النَّاسِ. The second thing that destroys is when you're doing it for show, for publicity, people must know, right? People must know about it that I did this. So then again, bil manni wal adha. So cancelling your deeds sometimes with this. Reminders of your generosity. Sometimes with show and ostentation. Sometimes adha. You did that work of charity, but you hurt the person afterwards. You think, no, we look after that person. I'm doing it. But in the meanwhile, you're hurting the person. You're reminding people about your good you have done, the favor that you've done. But in the process, that person is getting hurt. In other way, some other way you're hurting him. And what's happening to your good deeds? So, the right thing is now, earn and learn to preserve. Earn and learn to preserve. Like your wealth, you earn, and you also learn how to look after your wealth. Don't you do that? It's not just about earning. Earning and preserving. And you see these things and how they... The fourth thing that will decrease the weight, I showed you three things, right? لَا تَرْفَوْا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ And then, أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ There is any form of disrespect, even to the extent of you raising your voice above an elder, the fear is that your deeds will just get cancelled. أَن تَرْفَوْا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ You showed that in consideration to an elder, especially a dini elder, and it resulted in what? In your deeds getting cancelled. See that? So earn the work also and learn how to preserve it. Earn the work, earn it, and learn to preserve. Don't just do it from one side and you forgot the other. And you got a heavy cold, very cold and flu and everything, toxin. Keep yourself warm. Don't take anything cold. So you kept yourself very warm, right? But now you are ice cold coke. Blasting that, huh? You'll come right. You'll come right. You can't do that. So do it and do it completely. I don't want to mess up my good deeds. So in tafsir and masjid, that person will complain to Allah Ta'ala, but I did all these things here. And I don't see the end. I don't see any entry of this here. You did it. But this is also what you did. So you cancel all that what you've done. So do the work and learn the preservation program. Allah Pak Tawfiq.